So as I prayed and prepared for our first worship gathering this morning, the parable of the mustard seed just kept coming back to me again and again. I don't know if all of you know the mustard seed. Probably can't see it from where you're at. But my life today as a servant of Jesus Christ grew from this very church. Its seed was sowed, it was nourished, and it was nurtured by this church family with immense grace and hope. And for that, I am eternally grateful. And as I gather with you again, my heart just longs to discover, nourish, and nurture seeds for the glory of God. So we begin together celebrating the mighty work of God through small wonders and trusting that God has already prepared the way for small wonders to grow right here at Calvary. This seed, this mustard seed, is a small wonder. See, the seed itself symbolizes life, but that's only true if it's nourished, if it's nurtured. And it symbolizes life that is both new, but also eternal. Inside this little seed lies the potential for something greater than itself. Sowed in the ground, in the dark loam of the earth, this seed will drink the water and feed from its very own source of food. And from its deep, a sprout will emerge to soak in the light and to eventually grow into a tree. The tree will in turn produce a multitude of seeds with the wonder of life hidden inside of them. In Romans, the Bible says, "Ever since the creation of the world, God's invisible nature has been clearly perceived in the things that have been made. The truth is always before us and reveals itself." And the mustard seed itself reveals God's innate design and creation for continual transformation and eternal life. From small wonders, great things grow. Great things like the kingdom of heaven. See, the kingdom of heaven is something we can't even see, and really, it's something we can't understand. Yet it's at the heart of everything that Jesus teaches. And so Jesus is trying to teach this really big idea, what is the kingdom of heaven, with such a small object. So Jesus cleverly chooses a common object in his listeners' lives. See, people had experience of the small seed. They could identify with the large tree. And they knew that both seed and tree, as a source of nourishment and healing and new life and abundance. And Jesus wants his followers to understand this. The kingdom of heaven is the same as this mustard seed, with a small beginning and a grand ending. On this day, a crowd so large had gathered around Jesus that he literally climbed into a boat to get away from the crowd, but be able to still teach them. So just picture all the people on the beach, and Jesus is floating in a boat, and he's teaching from there. Remember, his ministry began as one person. And where did he go? He went to the sea and called the fishermen out of the boat to come join him. See, now the crowd is so large that the boat becomes a safe place from which Jesus can teach. The setting itself is characteristic of the concept that Jesus is trying to instill about the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven begins small with the seed of Jesus. And Jesus gathers a small community of disciples, and together they move out. They move throughout all of Judea. And through their teachings, the miracles, the acts of mercy and kindness, People experience the grace of God. People near and far are drawn together. At first, the word of Jesus seems insignificant, yet it spread and it scattered. It spread so much that we can experience it right here in Calvary. We can get it on our phones. We can hear it in multiple languages. And we can feel it in the presence of a friend when we are lonely, weary, or troubled. The seed Jesus sowed has taken root, and it has spread all around the world through time and into a way of life that itself is eternal. There's something else about a seed. See, on the outside, you can't see its potential. And because of its size, its might can be diminished. The love of God is like that. It's so tiny and insignificant that sometimes we don't even know that it's there. It's hidden. And as we are awakened to the presence and power of God's grace, our love for God sprouts and grows beyond our imagination. That's exactly what happened to me here at Calvary, in this very sanctuary. I had been a teacher before I became a pastor, and had never, let me emphasize, never considered becoming a pastor. In fact, I had spent most of my life as an atheist. But it was here at Calvary that my heart underwent this real slow transformation. And I can remember my family used to sit up in the first balcony up top, the first pew in the balcony. And I can remember a Sunday where when I looked down, I felt like I was in the wrong place. I felt awkward, like I should be up front leading. And for almost a year, I dismissed those feelings as ridiculous, like no way. And I kept secret this budding call to ministry. See, it was a small wonder hidden in my heart that finally sprouted during a sermon about Nicodemus. So if you know anything about Nicodemus, Nicodemus was a Pharisee, right? And he came to Jesus in the night. Well, I was called out of the dark, like Nicodemus, and finally surrendered. My family and all of Calvary surrounded me with so much encouragement and love. I actually preached my first sermon right here. So every day, I am surprised. Always the unexpected, the unimaginable turns into something greater than myself when I'm working in and through Christ. See, that is the work of the kingdom of heaven. That is the work of God. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, you are a small wonder. Turn to your neighbor. You are a small wonder. You are a small wonder. I kind of get the feeling some people looked at some people and said, oh, you are a small wonder. All of creation is a small wonder. All things house this mighty potential of God. Just think about that. Like this mustard seed. See, God is love, the abiding source of all life through which we receive and give the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And when we nourish and nurture these wonders, we too become that goodness for all creation. I want you to understand that for Jesus, the kingdom of heaven isn't in heaven. Right? The writer of the gospel actually used the word heaven because it was accustomed to not say the word God. And it's really important because if we think of the kingdom of heaven actually as referring to something not of this world, then it's an easy out for not having to change this one. Isn't that what seeds do? right? They transform this world. And Jesus emphasizes how the grown tree becomes a sanctuary for the birds of the air to build nests. The roots, the branches, the leaves, they're forever reaching to include all of creation, drawing all things into a wholeness. So as we nurture the wonders in our hearts, we need to reflect on their reach. See, the circle should be ever widening, ever encompassing the greater kingdom of heaven right here on earth. You see, the kingdom of heaven is the abiding oneness of all creation that is innately embedded into God's creation. And that work is why God sent Jesus to gather us in community, to gather us as one, so that the work itself is ever widening and ever encompassing all things. I want you to turn to another neighbor and say, together, we are a wonder. Together, we are a wonder. The small wonders in our hearts are planted by God, so we have a way to connect and interact and unite with the ebbing goodness and grace of God in our lives. Rumi says, we carry inside us the wonders we seek outside us. See, these small wonders, when discovered and nourished and nurtured, all grow into something greater than itself. And unearthing these small wonders is not difficult. Because guess what? God has already provided all you need. The seed comes prepared to do its work. The tree is already born. It only takes a little faith to trust that God has prepared the way. You already have all you need. Just a little further in the Matthew story, Jesus reiterates his message about the mustard seed. He says these words, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. The smallness of faith means little, just as the smallness of the seed does not prohibit its glory. I want you to turn to another neighbor. And if you need to move, you may. And I want you to say, nothing will be impossible for us. Nothing will be impossible for us. Nothing. It's a great wonder that we are all here gathered together as one, knowing and hearing that nothing in Christ is impossible for us. May on this day we plant and sow beautiful seeds together.
To be, I'm not. the shadow. In my weakness, your glory appears. I'm not enough unless you come.
Let us pray.